See more innovation in packaging and processing at Pack Expo International than anywhere else in the world. It's the show that defines where the industry is headed, with the solutions that define where your business can go. Discover cutting-edge packaging technology, processing equipment, new materials, sustainable solutions, supply chain resources, and much, much more. You'll walk away with innovative solutions to challenges big and small. Register at PackExpoInternational.com. You're listening to Unpacked with PMMI, where we share the latest packaging and processing industry insights, research, and innovations to help you advance your business. Hi, and welcome to Unpacked with PMMI. I'm your host, Sean Riley. On this episode, we finish our interview with Louis Dominic, Managing Director at Market Intelligence Latin America. In part one, Louis spoke on 2022 and the packaging machinery market for 2023, at least the early part of 2023. In part two, he looks to the future, which includes the 2024 Mexican presidential election. He discusses how he thinks the election will impact packaging machinery imports, as well as provides expert advice for packaging machinery manufacturers looking to thrive in Mexico. He underscores the importance of understanding market trends and establishing a local presence for enhanced support. Let's have a listen.
So I want to pivot a little bit. Nobody really likes to talk about politics, but 2024 is an election year, and Mexico will be selecting a new president. And historically, there's been a drop in packaging machinery investments during election years. Do you know kind of what the reason is for that? And I guess, do you think the history will repeat itself and they'll go down again because of the election?
That is completely correct. In Mexico, we have presidential elections every 6 years. If you see at packaging machinery demand and packaging machinery, we have seen the strongest drops in imports occurred prior to the elections. So either the year before the elections or the elections year, we have seen drops in packaging machinery demand. That has obeyed to the uncertainty that the election processes bring. So for the past 24 years, we stopped being a single party country. So we now have a democracy. We have different political parties and different ideologies that come presidency. And that has created some uncertainty, especially among business groups and among international investors. Current president comes from a new political party that he established 5 years before election. Mm-hmm. He had run for president for three times with the left-wing party in Mexico for three occasions. He didn't win any. The last time he lost, he decided to block Reforma, the main avenue in Mexico City, for a couple of months and complained that the presidency was stolen. So in the political scenario, we now have a democracy, we have competition, which is very positive. But there were fears of the business community. This president, with his own political party, how he would run the country. He was saying left wing, and we will consider first the poor. He refers to business groups as an economic wealth as improper things for a country like Mexico where there's poverty. So his speech was not pro-business, and that created a lot of fear among the business community, and many companies said, let's stop investing in case this party wins and we become communists. We don't lose that money, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, that wasn't the case. Yes, the political party in power is left-wing, but they have not issued the things that significantly damage the business economy. Of course, they have implemented measures like increasing minimum wages, like banning outsourcing, changing the way taxes are calculated, so most companies now pay more taxes. But I think it has been measured and it has been positive for Mexico. There are some pending things that everybody in Mexico would like seeing more security and seeing more combat to the narcos, and we still have strong social gaps. But the government similar to the one that we've had in the past, and Mexico has progressed. So there was a lot of fear when this government was going to take office. After a couple of years for them in government and seeing that everything was still running smoothly, companies decided to begin investing again. But then the pandemic hit and companies stopped investing due to the pandemic. And that's why there was so much pent-up demand. Now, with the new elections, most likely we will see the party in power repeating.
Okay.
The approval of the president is very high. The candidates from his political party are saying that they will follow the same lines and continue with the social programs and continue giving away money to the most vulnerable communities. And that's bringing them votes. So unless the opposition does something spectacular, we will have the same government and most likely the same economic model. I don't believe there will be a drop or a significant drop in packaging machinery demand this next year. I think there's still some pent-up demand, and the economy is growing faster than the years before. So we have recovered from COVID, the economy is rolling, and demand will continue to be up.
This trend will probably stop with this election, because if the person wins again, or the president wins again, they've obviously done a decent job in keeping the economy good, so people would be more willing to invest.
That is correct.
Right. So since we're kind of talking the future here, this would be probably a good time for me to pivot and ask some questions about, you know, going forward, what we're going to see beyond just, you know, the presidency and politics. And a big topic that we were all hearing globally in a lot of different ways is the use of AI. And I'm curious how you see AI impacting the packaging machinery market. And is Mexico sort of following the AI trends that are happening in the U.S. market? Is it the same? Is it different? I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, in Mexico, similar to the U.S. market, there are a lot of talks in the AI space. Now, Mexico has been, a technology follower.
Okay.
When new technologies come to the market, and we have seen this in robotics, and we saw this when we began with the smartphones and 5G and all the different technologies that have appeared in the last decade. We're not early adopters of technology. I mean, we're a technologically advanced country, but we typically adopt the technologies anywhere from 5 to 10 years after they have been implemented in countries like the US, in Europe, or in China. In Mexico, AI has begun impacting only the large companies. We interview companies for the study that we produce every year, and we try to interview companies that are a representative sample of the industry. So we have seen many large companies adapting AI technologies, especially for predictive maintenance or for tracking their production. We have seen AI technologies used in the pharmaceutical industry to keep records of a pharmaceutical, it was produced with raw materials that came from where, that arrived when, and who was the supplier. So all the traceability information has improved dramatically in the pharmaceutical industry thanks to systems. But I think AI has been addressed mostly for predictive maintenance rather than any other reason. I would say if you put the relevance of different technologies for Mexican packaging machinery demand, I think we're still in automation. Automation is most the thing that is driving most packaging machinery demand.
Okay.
Sustainability is also very strong. In Mexico, we have strict sustainability policies and regulations that are driving packaging machinery demand. And I would say remote monitoring, predictive maintenance would be the other factors. Not as strong as automation and sustainability, but also impacting packaging machinery demand.
Okay. And you expect that to continue, those things to continue to drive packaging machinery into 23, 24? Like, do you believe the market will remain strong?
Yes, but as mentioned, mostly to things like automation. The bulk of companies in Mexico are medium-sized and small. We've seen consolidation in many industries, especially in beverages, in pharmaceutical, but there's still a large number of small and medium-sized companies that they are investing in automation. They are investing in how to stop depending on people for my end-of-line packaging. They are increasing the speeds of their lines, and that's demanding more technology and more systems in place. They need to track better their production. So that's also use of systems and integrating systems to the machinery. In terms of predictive maintenance and AI, I think it's something that only the very large companies are addressing.
Okay, that makes sense. So I guess to kind of wrap this up, I'm wondering if you have a couple tips you could give to packaging machinery manufacturers who are looking to succeed in Mexico.
Yeah, I think there are two keys for succeeding in the Mexican packaging machinery market. One is to identify the main market trends. What's driving packaging machinery demand in not only in the country, but in their specific segment? There are several trends driving packaging machinery demand, like sustainability, companies investing in sustainable packages, in new materials. So for many companies, there's a challenge to invest in a sustainable package that is protective of the product, and at the same time that it can be not only sitting in shelves, but due to e-commerce penetration, also transported, and sometimes transported in a motorcycle from the retail point to the end user. So it has been, packages now need to be sustainable, they need to be resistant, and they need to be portable, and that's the challenge. Also understand the trends like the minimization of plastic materials and the seek for either reusable or resealable pouches. Resealable flexible packages are in very high demand. They understand which products that were not packed are now being packed. In Mexico, we're used to purchase our fruits, vegetables, our proteins in bulk. So you go to the retail store and there's one person in the meat counter and you tell him, hey, I want three ribeyes as thick as my finger. And he cuts the three ribeyes there in front of him, and he shows you the cut. That's happening every time less. Now you see the ribeyes pre-packed with the brand of the protein producer. So in proteins, in fruits and vegetables, there's very strong demand for packaging. Also, these protein manufacturers are now making every time more value-added proteins that they come pre-seasoned, they come sometimes pre-cooked. So those are trends driving packaging machinery demand. So one secret to success is understand the trends and which sectors are driving the strongest demand. And point number two is to have local presence. These times of selling a machinery all the way from the United States or Germany or Italy, sending the machinery to the customer, helping them with the installation, and then when they require any service or they have any problem, they either connect remotely, and if they need a spare part, they need to wait a couple of weeks for the part to come from Germany or the US or Italy. Or I think that's in the past. Now companies, they want to be served by companies who have local presence, who have local maintenance capabilities, who can send a technician and he's either the same or next day at the facility reviewing the machine. And when they need spare parts, 1 week has become the desired waiting time. 3 days or fewer is the ideal. But very few companies are still willing to wait 15 days or 1 month to receive a part.
That makes complete sense with the growth and the way that everything has been going down there that would narrow those gaps. Well, we can't thank you enough for taking all the time that you took with us, Louis, to come on here and sort of break down where the Mexican market has been and what we can kind of look forward to in the future. So we just wanted to thank you again for coming on here and doing this with us.
No, thank you very much, Sean. And I mean, to finalize, I want to mention that PMMI invests in helping members to understand the dynamics of the different markets. PMMI has been doing a yearly study on Mexico, where we not only interview end users, we also interview the chambers of the leading packaging machinery demand sectors. We interview experts in packaging in Mexico, retailers, and we put together a report with a lot more information than what is covered in podcasts or in the presentation that we deliver at Expo Pack Mexico. So I really encourage PMMI users to look for that report. It's on the PMMI page and take a look at the report that I'm sure will be helpful to for companies to understand not only the generalities, but we also list, for example, there who are the companies that announce big investments for the coming year. We cover main trends of each industry. We cover who are the companies that invested most every year by specific company names. So it's very valuable information. I recommend PMMI members to look at the full document.
Yes, they should. They should go to pmmi.org and take a look at the Mexican report to go a little bit deeper than even we went during this podcast. So thank you again, Louis, for that little tip.
No, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for the opportunity.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. To do that, go to the iTunes podcast or Spotify app on your phone and search for Unpacked with PMMI.